This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد, yesterday we did the characteristic of smiling. Today we're going to continue on the same theme. Today's khuluq that the believer is characterized with is the khuluq of optimism in your own life and giving optimism to others. Always having a very positive outlook, not just on your own circumstances, but also on the circumstances of other people. So the believer, wherever the believer goes, is a person who encourages others to have a positive outlook. And this can only come when the person himself has a strong iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the concept of optimism, it is directly linked to your belief in Allah and the concept of husna dhan in Allah, thinking the best thoughts of Allah. So the more positive your own thoughts are about Allah, the more optimistic you will be about life. And if a person is not aware of who Allah is, and a person has, a'udhu billah, a mean conception of Allah, then their conception of life will also be negative. Allah says in the hadith Qudsi, I am as my servant thinks I am, ana 'inda dhanni 'abdi bi, which means however my servant thinks I'm going to be, that's the way I'm going to be. So if my servant thinks of me positively, then I will deal with him positively. If my servant considers a situation to be in a positive manner, I will make sure the situation is in a positive manner. But when my servant shortchanges me, when my servant does not give me my haqq, when my servant does not give the rights of Allah, well then the situation is going to be how the person thinks it. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only was he optimistic, he gave optimism to others. And in fact, in the ahadith we learn a very interesting point. Now you know, pre-Islam, like all cultures, Arabia was also a culture that felt that certain premonitions gave bad omens. All cultures have them. In America, we have the black cat crossing or opening an umbrella in the house or walking under a ladder. Every culture has bad omens. In Arabia, there were also bad omens. The Sharia came, the Prophet ﷺ came, he abolished. He said there's no such thing as bad omens. However, every time he abolished bad omens, he gave an exception. There's 5 hadith in this regard. Every time he negates the bad omens, he makes an exception. For example, in the famous hadith that the Prophet ﷺ hated tatayyur, which is omens. وَيُعْجِبُهُ وَكَانَ يُعْجِبُهُ الْفَأَلِ. And he would love optimism. He would love optimism. He would hate bad omens. What has optimism got to do with bad omens? We learn in a number of traditions. Our Prophet ﷺ said, for example, there's no such thing as bad omens, but yes, you may have al-fa'al. They said, what is al-fa'al, O Messenger of Allah? He said, any positive word or any positive name that you hear, read in something positive, that is okay. So he wanted us to have good omens, optimism, and he negated bad omens. And our Prophet ﷺ embodied this in his own life. For example, in the incident of Hudaybiyah, when a number of people came to negotiate with the Muslims, 4, 5, 6 people came, every negotiation ended. Then finally, Suhail ibn Amr came. Suhail ibn Amr came, and the Prophet ﷺ took an omen from his name, Suhail, from Sahal, from easy. So he said, Suhail has come, Allah will make the affair easy, sahal, for us. He took an omen from the name, optimism. And that was when the break occurred and the Treaty of Hudaybiyah occurred. So we read in positive optimism. Now, how do we read in positive optimism? Our scholars say 2 simple conditions. Number 1, anything natural that occurs, You read in something positive, not negative. There's no such thing as a negative omen. And number two, you link it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You link it to Allah and you say, Allah is telling me the situation will change for the better. For example, our scholars give many examples. For example, if you've lost an item and you're worried, you're stressed out, I'm not going to find the item. Your children are playing hide and seek. One of them says, oh, I found you, I found you. Our scholars say, when you hear your child say that and you say, this is a message Allah is saying to me that I will find my lost item. This is a part of al-fa'al. You are optimistic. You read in positive omens to everything. It has to be positive, by the way. So if you're making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal and you're really wanting something and you open your eyes, you see a rainbow, go ahead and say, inshallah, this is a sign that my dua will be answered. If you hear thunder, there's no such thing as negative omen. We said that, right? There's no such thing as negative omens. Allah only sends positive. Now, why is this allowed? Why is this halal? Because positive omens are basically a manifestation of husna dhan, of thinking good thoughts of Allah. So anything that you read in positive is good. Not only do you read it in, you give it to other people as well. And this is the entire Quran and the seerah is like this. For example, in the famous incident of Ghar Thawr, when the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr are hiding from the mushrikeen, and Abu Bakr says, Ya Rasulullah, if they look down, they're going to see us. This is feeling worried, feeling scared. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of two people? Allah is the third of them. Optimism, Allah will take care of us. Also, in the incident of the Khandaq, of the trench, when 10,000 people came surrounding Medina and the hypocrites began to get nervous, the hypocrites said that, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ Surah Al-Ahzab. Mankind has gathered to attack you. Be scared, be terrified. This is the doom and gloom that doesn't come from the believer. This is the doom and gloom. We're destroyed. How are we going to get out of this? This is not coming from the believer. Allah says, the believer said what? What does Surah Ahzab say? قَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ The believer said, Allah will take care of us. And Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient to take care of us. This is the believer's optimism. In the incident of Fir'aun and Musa, when Musa fled with the Bani Israel, and they are fleeing in the middle of the night, they get to the Red Sea, and on the one side is the Red Sea, behind them is the armies of Fir'aun. The people of Musa, the Bani Israel, they said, "Inna lamudrakun." Khalas, they're going to destroy us. This is not the attitude of the believer. What did Musa say? Qala kalla. No, that's not going to happen. قَالَ كَلَّا No, that's not going to happen. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ Allah is with me. Allah will find a way out for me. That optimism. Can you imagine the optimism when you have the Red Sea in front of you? They don't have ships. They don't have boats. They don't have an army. They don't have any horses. Nothing. Behind them is the mightiest empire known to mankind. They have all of their gallantry and their forces and their horses. And the people of Musa are saying, Khalas, that's it. We're destroyed. But the optimism of Musa, that's what we're learning from. No, that's not going to happen. I don't know what, but Allah will save us. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ When you have that optimism, miracles are going to happen. Miracles are going to happen. Those miracles, they have to come from your own iman. Allah is going to bless you only when you trust Him. So when Musa said, no, Allah will find a way out. What did Allah do? He split the entire Red Sea. He split the entire ocean in front of them and said, Ya Allah, this is your way out here. This is where that optimism comes from, that we tell people optimistic statements and we encourage them to be good. We don't just look at the glasses being half full. We say if there's only half amount of water, that's how much Allah wants and that's enough for us. It's not just a matter of reading and optimism. It's believing that we are in the best situation. Whatever is happening for the best. That's our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, happens for the best. As the Quran says, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا Nothing will happen to me unless my mawla has decreed it for me. That's the iman of the mu'min. You put your trust in Allah. It must be for the best, even if I don't see it. So that level of optimism and giving optimism to other people, Allah tells us in the Quran, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ Tell my servants to say the best speech to others. Allah says in the Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا Say good words to people. One of the scholars comments on this, and he said, good words is two categories. Number one, you give them Islamic advice, you tell them to be patient. Number two, you give them words of encouragement. You lift their spirits up. That's وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good words to people. You make them feel better about the situation. Even if it's a disaster and calamity, you say something to bring comfort. For example, what do we say when somebody dies? Our Prophet ﷺ passed by a lady crying in front of a grave, and it was her husband that was dead. Our Prophet ﷺ didn't know the lady, didn't know who it was. She said that, female servant of Allah, be patient and expect Allah's reward, and Allah shall give you a great reward. These are words of encouragement, that be patient, expect Allah's reward. May Allah a'zam Allahu ajraki. May Allah increase your reward. You can't change the tragedy, but you give words of comfort. So we find this throughout the entire seerah. The entire Quran is a book of optimism. The attributes of Allah is optimistic. Allah shall forgive. Allah shall accept the repentance. So optimism is a part of our faith, brothers and sisters. Therefore, don't be of the doom and gloom category. Don't be of those who, anytime something happens, oh, khalas, that's it, we've destroyed, I've lost everything. No, this is not the akhlaq of the believer. The believer puts his trust in Allah. The believer looks at the positive, thinks positive, speaks positive, and encourages others to be positive. Even in times of disaster, you look and say, you know what? Allah has decreed, and whatever Allah has decreed will be best. And even if I've lost something of the dunya, what Allah will give me of the akhirah will be worth more than what I lost of the dunya. That is an optimistic word and a frame of mind that the believer should have. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of those who listen to these words and increase our optimism and husn al-dhan in him. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.